chance to review the agenda. It's dated November 8th. If so, entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
I move to accept the agenda as presented.
Been a motion. Is there a second?
This is Michelle. I'll second.
Okay, motion and second. Any discussion about the adoption of the agenda? There's no discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? All right. On to number three on your agenda. That's the approval of the minutes and reports from the October meeting. Should be part of your package. You've had a chance to review those. Anybody have any corrections on the front end that they saw? Not. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the October meeting, as well as the reports.
Michelle, I would motion that we approve the minutes and report that was in the packet.
Okay. Been a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
This is Bethel. I'm second.
Okay. And a motion and a second. Any discussion about approval of the minutes and reports from the October meeting?
No.
If there's no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the minutes and reports in the October meeting are approved. Number four is the financial report.
Hello. Okay, we should be at 92% of our budget this month. We only have two areas that we're going to report on for this month. But we have a lot of areas that are over 92%, but we have already reported on those areas. But if you have any questions about those, feel free to ask. So the first one that we have to report on was the fees increased due to the prepayment of changing the service provider, and that was our telephone lines. We moved from one service to another service, and we should see a decrease in that service. The second one is our insurance, and it was over because due to the reimbursement of rate increase, of the rate increase. And those are the only two that we have today.
Okay, I guess it's more of a comment than anything from me, it just looks a little different than the ones we normally have. The 1, 2, 3, 4, the little note footnotes. There's no explanation on the back page. Like normally there's a back page.
You don't have a back page?
I did not in my package.
Oh. It should be in there.
You have yours?
You have that one?
It's a little short.
Copier must have left it out of mine. Let me look at a different one. Okay.
The back there.
Yeah.
There it is right there. I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's got it. Okay. Okay. I'm comfortable with that now.
Yes, it was just placed in different areas before the miscellaneous expense, and then after that was the tribe out. So.
Okay, gotcha.
Sorry about that.
That's not a problem. Just wanted to see if we had that.
Yes.
Does anyone have any questions before I entertain a motion to approve the financial report?
None.
Okay. Without any questions, I entertain a motion now to approve the financial report as presented.
I move to accept the financial report as presented. Approve the financial report as presented.
Okay. There's been a motion. Is there a second?
This is Michelle. I'll second it.
Okay. Is there any discussion about the financial report as presented?
No.
No.
Okay, with no discussion, it'll be a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, that passes. So we're on to the director's report. Director Williams.
Okay. First, I want to start out with staff news. Since the last meeting, I have our two new employees, one full-time, one part-time. The full-time position went to the Washington Chapel branch, where Ms. Ara Reed was hired there. She has a lot of experience in customer service. And we also have Ms. Rose Nichols. She'll be working here at the main branch location, more as a floater. We need that position to be more flexible as far as providing programming throughout the week in the Petrusas area. And we also was.
How do you think it's?
That's pretty little rest.
Yep.
Oh, there we go.
Can you sit in long?
Okay. And the library also received a $1,000 donation from Summit Utilities. We're very happy to receive that, and I do plan to use those funds to host a Christmas gathering for the staff. I think it's well deserved. They did a great job this year, and I think, you know, that'll show appreciation, you know, and for them serving the citizens of Jefferson County. And all the time, the library held the Rural Community Alliance Fall Health Fair. It was started out as a small event, but grew, you know, and more vendors came, and we ended up having like 85 people show up. That's pretty good for, you know, a rural community like Allentown. You know, I don't know if the population is even 200, you know, so I thought that was great that they showed up and they received COVID vaccination, booster shots, you know, any type of health tips, mental health, kind of, you name it, they had, you know, even voter registration. So hopefully some of them took advantage of that and voted today, so. And also want to highlight the cooking classes that we've been having at the main library. We had a waiting list this past month. You know, like I said, it's really been picking up throughout the year, and I'm very proud of that. We had Miss Anna. She came in and demonstrated her hot water cornbread, and she also cooked chicken spaghetti for the patrons. Her product is on the shelves in local stores, right? I can't tell if it's at Walmart or not, but she did give me a sample bag of her hot water cornbread, you know, so I thought that was pretty neat. So.
Mm-hmm.
And our reference department, if you was coming in today, from the board members that I do have here, if you pass by our reference department, you see that we're making a transformation in that department. It was an area that was rarely, rarely used here. Maybe one or two people a week came into the reference department, but I've now moved those books out in the main stacks, and we've already seen a difference in patrons actually using the books now that they're out here. You know, I don't know what it was about the room. They never like going in there. Most of them are just glancing there and just come out of it. But we're gonna turn that area into a multi-purpose room, temporary, until we get the makerspace put together by spring 2023. Some of the benefits of that would be for our elderly patrons and patrons with mobility issues. I do plan to move a microfilm reader down to this location, and also a computer from the genealogy area to help due to, you know, we do have our elevated issues we have to work out. So we gotta accommodate those patrons as much as we can. So, and I also created a new African-American reference area. I thought it'd be great to have those books close nearby to black authors. Like I said, we've already seen patrons actually taking advantage of that, because those books, particular books, were buried in reference way in the back, and they've been overlooked for years. You know, those books cost too much to just be wasted with taxpayers' dollars. So I think, you know, I'm trying to advertise them as much as possible. And also, I got rid of the honor books. They didn't look as great on the south side, no way. So, yeah. I see where she's shaking her head, you pretty much know what they look like. So, so like I said, I thought that was a great move, and that's going to help the library out. You know, we do plan to have 3D printers, laminators, you name it, photo booth, a gaming area for adults, you know, sewing machines. Like I said, I've already got a couple of items. And we hope to get more from the friends. You know, they're really trying to help us out in this area. And hopefully we get some more donations pour in, and we can make this happen.
That's great.
And as far as the elevator, like I said, it's not like I've been talking about this for eternity now, but I did receive another quote from Coney Elevator. It was a decrease from the previous price for $12,985. Like I said, the original quote was $17,665. Look, they end up finding out that the oil that they thought was aerated was just a special synthetic blend of oil. I've spoken with them since then. They're actually out on a hunt for us aboard. The ETA on that board is like 90 days out. I even called direct to the manufacturer myself. I spoke with them and they said there's nothing they can do about it. You know, I let them know I was under a tremendous amount of pressure to get this elevator, you know, back running, which, you know, I wanted to run it for staff and patrons as well, you know, but they said there's nothing they can do. You know, so another option I did do was ask Kone, you know, as far as how much was a new elevator cost just to get a price, you know, and he told me, he just gave me a ballpark figure from 130 to 140. But the only thing about that, he didn't really get into it, but by me knowing about what he explained, that they don't even use a hydraulic elevator. He said their elevator's on tracks, it's all electric. So I'm like, I wish we would have had that at first. You know, we might not be experiencing a lot of problems that we have it now. But their controls are up top versus the small pit that we have at the bottom by having a hydraulic elevator. So I do think there would be somewhat of construction, but he said he's going to come down and just see. Like I said, I'm just trying to find out where we're at here. You know, this might be an ongoing problem by having this hydraulic elevator. I don't know. Like I said, we're just trying to solve a problem here. You know, our patients do deserve it. What's your name, sir?
Carl Watson.
I've been talking to Mr. Watson. He's a patron here, you know, and that's why he's here today, you know.
I am frustrated. I know everyone is.
Yes.
I know you are too.
Yes.
And that's why I was glad you brought up. I mean, at some point, if we can't get it fixed, we're going to have to look at
other options.
Spending the money to replace it.
Reason I'm saying that, due to the fact that what if they get this part in and they say, Rick, it's one more other thing. Yeah. I don't want to be another 90 days waiting on another part. You know, it seems like they get this elevator, this TKA ThyssenKrupp elevator, the parts are just not there. You know, they don't have any parts. I called the parts warehouse in Memphis. You know, she thought I was a vendor at first. I told her who I was and why I was calling, but I had the parts number, so she actually spoke with me. She said we're 90 days from hitting their warehouse, not from Kone getting it, from hitting their warehouse. So
I would ask the board to give Director Williams the authority to get a quote. That's all I'm asking. And I just feel like that we need to start at least looking beyond this elevator.
Yeah, because they can't get parts for it.
Because right now, you said 130?
Yeah, about 130.
Well, we're spending 10% of the cost of a new elevator to fix the old one when we don't guarantee it's fixable.
Yes.
That's my thought. Now, I know this is a... You know, well, that's a lot of money.
It's not in our budget,
but this is something that we can't have like this. I mean, we got a nice library and we don't have an elevator. I mean, come on.
And I've had a ton of visitors throughout the year, and I just hate to tell, especially the elderly. I had a group from Simmons over here last week. I spoke with them, and, you know, they wanted to tour the library. Most of them were elderly, you know, and one of them, you know, she was in a previous meeting, I think, with the Sesame Club, and she was like, yeah, Ricky, I remember from the Sesame Club, you wanted to give us a tour, you know, the elevator was not working. I say, you know, same issue, different scenario, you know, as far as the part. During that time, it was the pump, you know, now, you know, it's the board, you know, so.
If we can change it to an electric elevator rather than a hydraulic one, and I can't recall how do we access the money that we have at the county.
Just
but that there is money there available potentially to be able to do this, right?
There is plenty of money. You have to write a request and specify what the money will be used for.
So, I mean, I believe we're to that point.
We are.
I don't know, but I'm asking. I guess I'm taking the board's temperature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we all passed that point because it renders us not...
ADA
at full capacity in terms of allowing our patrons to access areas of the space.
Yeah.
And so
we're just blessed to have the patrons that we had. The numbers look good if you look at the reports as far as circulation and people visiting the library. Numbers have increased since last year, you know. I'm just wondering what that would have been, you know, if our elevator was working, you know, so.
Well, also, when you get to, if we, I mean,
I guess, can we get the board, is everyone in agreement that we at least just get a quote?
Move forward with quotes, and what company, you just changed companies.
We, it's three major elevator companies in Arkansas, which they're probably in every state. You got Kone, Otis, and TK, which was formerly ThyssenKrupp, you know, so it used to be TK and ThyssenKrupp, but TK bought ThyssenKrupp, so.
Also, when you obtain this quote, obviously I know you're very thorough on this, but just to remind, we need to know what the warranty would be.
Oh, yes.
And I want a significant warranty on it.
Yes.
If we're going to spend the money and have this happen, you know, 3, 4, 5 years would be, I think, something
be nice.
That we need
longer
to,
than the previous warranty.
Try to negotiate, if, even if it's just a little bit more.
Yeah, because the previous warranty was 36 months, but 24 months of that was doing construction. You know,
gotcha.
So by the time we moved in, I know a lot of people think the building's still under warranty. By the time we moved in,
right.
We only had it 1 year, you know, and it quit right after that 1 year part. That was October 2021 is when the warranty went up. And they actually extended that, you know, it was supposed to be over with in June.
The amount of money and time that we've spent trying to fix what we have and then not patrons not been able to use it, it's time to look at moving forward.
Like I've looked at temporary wheelchair lifts, anything to try to get in here, but I think that's a little too tall for something like that. If it was just a tad bit, you know, shorter, but I was like, we're gonna take some measurements on it and just trying to see what we can do, you know, trying to do anything that's for right now.
Okay, well.
Hey,
yes, ma'am.
This is just a reminder too. Remember when the county judge, when he came, he said, just put the request in. The money is there. You just have to put the request in.
Right.
So I think this is something that, you know, they're going to look at favorably to release some, you know, more money when it's requested. Because this has been way too long.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not be able to fix it. I mean, every time we think it's fixed, it keeps breaking.
Yes.
So, the amount of money, I don't know what we've spent on it already, but it's got to be quite a bit.
See, we was actually on the maintenance agreement, so we didn't spend but like $3,000, and that was okay. Like $1,000 a quarter,
okay.
Versus what we would, without the agreement, we'd have paid upwards of $450 an hour, and they was here quite often.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Thanks for the maintenance agreement.
No, for 1 month, like they was here like 3 weeks straight, almost every day. Tweaking and messing with something, and they still couldn't get it.
Okay, well, it sounds like we have board authority for you to pursue that. If you would just put the estimate and any details in the next package.
All right.
And let's see where we are at that point.
I
would
appreciate that.
I don't see the point in spending $13,000 trying to fix it at this point.
Yeah, and then it possibly something else can go wrong. And there's another 13. That's like, you know,
yes.
This can be an on and on thing.
If we can get this, and also a timetable, when you ask
yes.
them, what's the time frame of them?
Yeah, lead time as far as getting it installed?
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to know all these things. So.
Okay.
Speaking of timetable, do you think we should, you know, have this information within the next 2 weeks? I mean, is that the urgency?
If we need to have a special meeting, if you can get the quote,
I probably can get that within
a couple
of days.
Call me and I can arrange a phone.
I think we need to do it
most definitely agree with
that. Okay. Well, yes, absolutely. If you can get all that, and then if you need anything from me, call me and we'll get it ready, put together and present it to the board.
All right. Well, I'll jump right on it.
Okay, anything else for your report?
That's all. I really appreciate the board for considering that. You know, like I said, I got a ton of shelving on the third floor storage we've been wanting to get out to Whitehall for quite some time now. You know, now it's getting to the point that I told my guys that, you know, we're just going to have to just try to get it down, you know, the best way we can. You know, like I said, you know, we're just trying to get it done, trying to make things happen. And as far as, I don't know if you guys paid attention to the circulation report, like I said previously, if you compare the numbers from 2021 to 2022, you can see we had a lot of areas that did increase. The only library right now that I'm having, that's not having a major increase is Washington Chapman. Like I said, we're still working on the area. Redfield's really picked up. A lot of people in Redfield are really taking a liking of the library once they found out about the programming. I got Miss Kathy going to daycares down there, stopping at all the stores, passing out our program guys. So like I said, that's really helped, and she's doing a great job with that. But I just wanted to highlight that I did add that in there, and also a genealogy report as far as the activity that she had with genealogy, the usage, you know, phone calls and in-house service that she provides. And that's the end of my report.
All right. Yeah. Anybody have, any of the board members have any questions for Director Williams? About the director?
No.
No questions.
Okay. With no questions, then we move on to number 6 on your agenda, and that's new business. Number A, Director Williams has apparently accepted, I have not gotten anything yet, but a resignation of a board member. Could you tell me what happened?
Okay, Miss Smith, she emailed me on the 19th last month with a formal letter, which I put in the packet, resigning from the board. You know, basically she had already let me know a previous time that, you know, she was real busy and she was just trying to hang on. You know, me and her had a talk once before, you know, and I guess, you know, she pretty much got overwhelmed, you know, and decided to resign. So,
okay, now is she city or?
Yeah, she's city.
County, that's right.
Yeah, and so I've already notified the mayor's office. Yeah, I've already notified
the
mayor's
office. Okay, we just got to make sure we can keep our board moving.
Yes, right. They've been notified. So.
All right. And then you had a 2023 calendar on here?
Yes.
Just the closure dates?
Yeah, those are just the closure dates that we will exercise in 2023.
Anyone have any questions on the holiday schedule? Any of the board members?
No.
Well, it looks pretty standard to me. So,
yeah.
I don't know that we needed to really to take a vote on that. I think we can just go ahead and move on that. Okay. So, all right. Well, with that, does anyone have any questions about the new business before we move on to the public comments? Okay. All right. We have one visitor today. Sir, what's your name?
My name is Carl Watson. Okay. If y'all will forgive me for not standing.
No problem.
I've had quite a day already today. And as Director Williams has already indicated, I did decide to come sit in tonight because of the elevator issues. I have a little bit of a background dealing with elevators. I spent 7 years in the maintenance department at JRMC dealing with 15 elevators in one building on a daily basis. We did not do the periodic maintenance and the actual what you would call annual routine maintenance on the elevator. But I had to deal with elevators on a daily basis when people got locked in elevators, people got stuck between floors on elevators. I actually had to do forced extractions when people got stuck between floors on elevators, things of that nature. And being able to get elevators back to home, floors, things of that nature. And I dealt with all three of the, actually four at that time, of the elevator companies that were operating in the state of Arkansas. The gentleman who was down here just a few weeks ago, who is the state inspector for elevators in the state of Arkansas at that time, was working for ThyssenKrupp Elevator Company. I dealt with him on a regular basis when I was at the hospital. If I can just make a few brief comments, Mr. Williams has been kind of strung out about this elevator. I appreciate y'all trying to get him some help. But there are some things that y'all can do that I don't know if y'all are aware of, okay? Number one, the issue with the warranty. Like he mentioned, part of y'all's warranty time got ate up during the construction time. During that construction time, your contractor was using that elevator to move construction tools and materials up and down in this building, not necessarily paying attention to what the weight limits were on that elevator when they were moving materials and equipment up and down in that. That's something that you can talk to your contractor that built this building about. As far as when it comes time to pay for what you're going to have to dish out for an elevator that is now out of warranty. Because technically, that warranty should not have started until the day that y'all went into library operations, not when they were still building this building, okay? If you look into that, with the labor department, with the building standards department with the state of Arkansas, I believe they will help you with that issue, okay? I've already talked to a few people, and I do believe that if you investigate that, the state of Arkansas will help you with that issue, because that warranty should not have started until y'all took ownership of this building for library purposes. Should not have had anything to do with the time that the building was still in construction, when your contractor was using that elevator and not the operators of the building, the actual tenants of the building were using that elevator. Okay, that's one issue. Second thing, yes, there are three operating elevator companies in the state of Arkansas. There's only one union.
That's true.
So those elevator companies all pull their employees from the same place. And those employees skip around from company to company to company to company, whoever they can get the best package, the best hours and all that stuff from at that particular time. So this week you may see Jack working for Kone. Next week you may see Jack working for TK or Otis. But he's still coming from that same union hall. So all those guys know each other, and they all know the tricks of the trade and everything. So what this guy tells you that's working for this company, and this guy tells you that's working for that company, may not necessarily be the same thing because of who they're representing. So when that guy comes down here that's the inspector for the state of Arkansas, and he tells you something, that's what's in the book. And when he tells you that this is what your issue is, and I think he told you the last time he was down here that you needed to investigate putting lemon law on the company that installed the elevator to begin with, because the equipment that was put in to begin with was undersized for what the elevator function was going to be to start with. So when you put the lemon law on that, that's when you start making the company that put the elevator in to begin with foots the bill for whatever has to be done down the road. Okay? That's all I got to say about it. Y'all are doing a good job of getting him what he needs to do if he's going to investigate having a new elevator put in. You know, most of the structure is already there. I don't know what your overhead looks like, because if you're going to switch from hydraulic to an electric, you got to have overhead structure to support that electric winch that's going to be put there. That may run into something that's going to be construction prohibitive. I don't know. But they can upgrade the pump. They can upgrade the cylinder to a bigger size that will handle the load that that elevator is going to do. And you should be able to flip all of that cost back on the original company. And you should be able to get your contractor that built the building, that was utilizing that elevator before y'all ever moved in, to do something about that cost.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you have experience with both electric and hydraulic?
Both, yes. Hospital? We had both. The older elevators that we had in the hospital, the majority of them were electric cable winch.
Okay.
And some of the ones like in the parking deck and the ones up in the front area of the new construction area of the hospital around where the reception desk was there in that front area, those were hydraulics.
So a hydraulic is the newer
Newer and more headache.
Okay, more headache.
Newer and more headache because that fluid.
Yeah.
That fluid is temperature sensitive.
Oh.
And that fluid runs through hoses that like to rupture and get fluid everywhere. And that pressure from that hose has got to go somewhere. And you blow seals out and things like that. So believe me, when something happens in a hydraulic elevator, it usually makes a mess and it's usually catastrophic. But it's softer when it comes down.
Oh, that's the difference. So, okay, it has a softer landing, I guess.
And they also have brakes on them, so they'll have brakes that hold them in place.
Right.
But that fluid has got to go somewhere. When you have a hose rupture or a seal blowout or anything of that nature, that fluid's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's usually where you don't want it to go, out on your floor.
Yeah. Well, I just know we're having trouble getting parts for a hydraulic. Mm-hmm. If the older version is electric, how much trouble are we going to have getting parts for an electric elevator? I mean,
look at how long they've been around, and they're still running.
Okay, so that's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that we're not...
And they're still building them and installing them. So
okay, good.
They're still building
them
and installing
them. So they're still being...
It's usually the elevators that don't have to travel as much distance, only a few floors, when they like to go with hydraulics.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thank you for coming
so
and
educating
us. That
was
helpful.
Yeah. So helpful. Yeah, that's great.
All right. Does anyone in the board have any questions? And if not, then we're going to move on to announcements. Okay. Once again, thank you, sir, for educating us.
I have a vested interest.
I understand.
My parents were founding members of the Jefferson County Historical and Genealogy Society.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a new member. And my mother is 92 years old. And I'm disabled myself just within the last few years. And I can get up to the genealogy room and back down one time a day. And I'm done.
Right.
And then it's usually a day or so of recuperation before I can go back up. And my mother, there is no way I can get her up those stairs.
Right, right.
It's not possible.
Right.
So,
and there's going to be a lot of people that are like in that situation that we need to help.
We've even discussed, I don't know if you're familiar with a bosun seat, mm-hmm. but that's a piece of wood and a rope and a pulley. Mm-hmm. We've discussed that.
Well, we don't want to go to there, so we're gonna get this elevator fixed.
Yeah, I don't think Rector Williams got the arm.
Can you restate your name for me?
Carl Watson.
Thank you, sir.
Does anyone have any announcements? Any board members? All right. Well, thank you again, everyone, for coming and taking time out of your day to conduct the business of the library book board, and we'll see y'all again next month, unless we have a meeting by phone, and then I'll keep it short, but 10-15 minute meeting between now and then if we need to have take some action on the elevator.
Yeah, I think we need to be discussing it before the next meeting.
So, all right. With that, we're adjourned. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.